And the new privilege this morning as well. We've got Jacques Larson with us. Now, most of you know Jacques because he's been with us now for a little while. But Jacques, you can come to the front. Jacques is working for the Martyrs of Christ. And he asked if he can share this morning. So that's what he'll be doing. I'm not going to say a lot of things about that. I'm going to leave that to you because I think you'll do a better job in that than me. So, yeah, can I just pray for you? Yes, Father, thank you, Lord, that we are in your house. Thank you, Father, that you are the one that anointed also for Jacques, Father, for what you called him for. Father, I want to ask you, Lord, that you'll just open up each of our hearts so that we can be able to receive, Father, whatever it is you want to put into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Are you ready? For the word, when we are in love with Jesus, we go to extremes to make him known. Listen, when you are really in love with Jesus, you go to extremes to make him known. Because he's thank you. Okay. It reminded me of a Chinese pastor. He was preaching the gospel in prison. And many people came to Christ in prison. It was during the communist times. But because so many Christians, Chinese people became Christians, this became a threat to the authorities. So they wanted to stop this pastor. So they put him in a prison cell all by himself. And he started crying out to God. He had one prayer. You know, I don't know what we are praying for, but I want you to hear what was his prayer. His desperate prayer is, God, I'm stuck in this prison, but I want to make you known. I'm stuck in this prison. There's no way I can share the gospel because I'm here by myself. And you know what? God loves a prayer like that. And God tells him, go and speak the gospel down the toilet pipe. Hallelujah. You can start practicing. Start preaching the gospel down the toilet pipe. But no, God, this is funny. This is uncomfortable. But he obeyed. Not my will be done, but his will be done. And he start cleaning the toilet pipe, and he start preaching down the toilet pipe. And then he started hearing the sounds. Far away from the other prisons, we can hear you. We can hear you. And many people came to Christ because one pastor obeyed to start preaching the gospel down a toilet pipe. And his prayer was, God, I want to make you known. Paul, let's turn in our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 19. Chapter 6 verse 19. Let's start from verse 18, sorry. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. And also for me, Paul is asking for prayer. He's asking for prayer. He says, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Paul, you need to understand where Paul is at. Paul is in prison. Okay? He's not in an open church today where he can move freely. No. Prisons, those times, were very small and very stinky. You got little food. People who are in prison, we served in prisons overseas. It's ugly places. And it's really smelly. And here Paul is asking the believers. He's asking them for prayer. Not a prayer to be released from prison. He's not asking for prayer for an easier life. He's asking prayer for boldness to proclaim the gospel that is ought to be proclaiming. I want to ask you today, what is your praise? Is your praise only for your own comfort? Or is your praise to make the kingdom known? To make Jesus known, no matter what the cost? Because that is what we need to do. Let's go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. Acts chapter 4, from verse 23. The topic here is the believers pray for boldness. The believers pray for boldness. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth, and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why did the Gentiles rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in the city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look up upon their threats and grant your servants to continue to speak your word with boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The believers were in persecution. And their prayer was a prayer, Father, make us bold so we can speak your word. Their prayer was not, God, take me out of this persecution. But the news today is, 2 Timothy 3 verse 2, everyone that desires to live a godly life, you will be persecuted. If you're going to go on the streets and stand up for the truth, there's people that will like you and people that won't. If you know many years from now, if you need to see 10 years or 20 years from now, and you know persecution is coming to Namibia on a great scale, what will you do now? I know through the word I will start, Father, make me bold so every day I can start speaking your truth no matter the cost. Today is IDOP, International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. But you know what? Paul Paul is asking in Ephesians chapter 6, he's asking, pray for me. Why would Paul ask someone to pray for him if he didn't need to pray? If you don't need to pray, many times I know when I'm in suffering, I ask a brother, please pray for me. Because I start realizing when I pray for you, it strengthens me. When you pray for me, it encouraged me to endure. It encouraged me to go on. Persecuted Christians today, Syria, Iraq, North Korea, Laos, all these places, Northern Nigeria, Kenya, they need your prayers. They need your prayers to continue to share the gospel with boldness. You saying today, Jesus is your everything. But you know what? John, the end of John, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? And at the end, he says, feed my sheep. To really see if you love Jesus is how you reach out to others. How you reach out the gospel to others. But Jack, I'm not an evangelist. Jack, I'm not a pastor. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in each one of you. And God wants you to bring a change. And we need to stop complaining. Stop complaining. I stopped complaining when in Sri Lanka, 5 o'clock in the morning, I saw young people, 13 years of age, hitting the drum on their knees, praying for strength. And we act like we don't have time for this loving God. He loves you. He loves you. But there's a responsibility as a child of God. He came to serve, not to be served. If we want to serve Christ, it's the same. I want to end with this. Don't have a lot of time. When I started praying, God prompted my heart that when I meet a brother and a sister, friends of mine, after we meet, I need to pray for them for boldness. Because I want to know what they will go through in the week. I don't know how they need to stand up. You know, God created a lot of opportunities for us to speak. All right? If you can't speak in your work about Jesus, if you can't speak in your family, you know it starts at home. Before you want to go out there, you need to start at home. Jesus wants you to be bold. But we need to pray for one another to be bold. JP, come here. Can I do the same demonstration? Okay. Okay. We did this at cell. Close your eyes. Now I'm going to hit him with the mic. Is that okay? Is that okay? Last time it was a bottle. Okay, but I will do the other side so we can still use this. All right. All right. What do you think happens to his body when I hit him? His body. Anyone? He gets hurt. All right. Okay. What will happen to your body?
Bleed.
You will bleed. Okay. Maybe you will pass out and we need to raise him from the dead. All right. But when I hit him, his body feels pain, and his body will react to the pain. Listen carefully. The Word of God says we are the body of Christ. If one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. When there's pain in the persecuted church, when the body feels pain, maybe when I hit him there, the hand will go there. And he will react to the pain. Do you understand? You can't say because the persecuted church is there, it's none of my business. It is part of your business. It's your brother and your sister. And all they're asking today, they're not asking for money or anything. They're just asking. I asked this week, I Skyped one of the families and they were crying. I said, I don't know what to say, but I can pray for you. And when I start praying, the man started crying because he understands prayer is strength. Prayer changed our focus to the living God. It changed everything. Thank you, Mama. Hallelujah. I just want to show you a last video. Now, this pastor currently, I think he's around 4 years, 4 years or 5 years. I don't know exactly, but for a long time, he is in prison right now in one of the most notorious prisons, the worst prisons this world have seen. That is Evin prison in Iran. He's in prison right now, but he's writing a letter to us as believers. I want you to see this man, that his boldness in the midst of difficult time. When I started crying because he didn't flee when it became tough. Many times we just want to flee when it becomes tough. When we're out there and I share the gospel and no one wants to listen, I just want to stop. But this guy encouraged me. Thank you. Just listen to the words.
February 18th, 2013, writing from my heart. My dear friends, the conditions here get so very difficult that my eyes get blurry, my body does not have the strength to walk, and my steps become very weak and shaky. Various bullying groups, the psychological warfare, almost a year of not seeing my family, physical violence, actions committed to humiliate me, insults, being mocked, being confronted with extremists in the prison who create another prison within the prison walls, and the death threats. It is interesting that because I am a Christian pastor, I am carefully watched. I am expected to smile at them despite what is being done and to understand why they are doing all of these things. But, of course, I can clearly see what is going on, and because I want to serve God, I see all of these difficulties as golden opportunities and great doors to serve. There are empty containers who are thirsty for a taste of the living water, and we can quench their thirst by giving them Jesus Christ. Maybe you are also in such a situation, so pray and seek God that He would use you and direct you in the pressures and difficulties of your lives. There are those who are enemies of the living Bible and do not want to hear. They are trying to put me under such horrific pressures that are sometimes unbearable, so that they can show me that my faith is empty and not real. And after all of these pressures, after all of the nails they have pressed against my hands and feet, they are only waiting for one thing, for me to deny Christ. But they will never get this from me. This is why the Bible is truth and they are in the way of destruction. There is another group who does not know the gospel of truth. Instead of truly listening and meditating on God's word, they are just waiting to see how I react to all of their pressures and persecution. What will come out of me during these intense times? But again, this is another golden opportunity for me to shine the light of Christ in this dark world and to let God use me. Yesterday when I was singing worship songs, the head of my cell room attacked me in order to stop me from praising, but in response I hugged him and showed him love. He was shocked. It is during these harsh conditions that I deeply need God's saving grace so that I can be the fragrant scent of Christ in the dark house of Evin prison. I have often seen the shining morning star in the darkness of this prison, and I have seen His amazing and supernatural works. Oh, how beautiful is seeing the light of the shining morning star of Christ in such evil darkness. So, see your golden opportunities and pressures and difficulties. See the shining morning star in the dark times of your life. I love Him. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous to me. I now know that I have not been forgotten and that we are together in this path. God gives me grace. This is my message for the church. Stay strong for His glory. He will come back soon. Be with God and give your best efforts for His kingdom. Pastor Saeed, servant of Jesus Christ in chains for endurance of the gospel. I love you all.